Yeah, CUNY Radio. My name's Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. What's going on? Did you miss me? Did you miss me? I totally missed you. I really hope that today is treating you well. I hope that you looking good. You feel me? Talking to the women, the guys, step aside. And I just want you to know how happy it is, and I am, to just be here with you today. I got a lot to talk to you about. I got some jams. You know I keep jams. And I also got a few stories that I would love to share. Before I do that, please like, leave a comment, some kind of rating. You know what I'm looking for. But most importantly, can you please just share it, pass it on to one other person? Because I'm really trying to grow this thing and I need your help. I've been chilling, you know, sickness is just swirling. What is with the sickness, B? Like, sickness is swirling. It's like you can't escape it. Everybody getting sick, man. Kids getting sick. Ah, stay away. Wife getting sick. Ah, stay away. Brother getting sick. Ah, get away. Small talk is done, right? Come on, man, we moving. Let's get to this freestyle of the day.
Hey, KD. Hey, look. I carried you bitches and snap back. You hoes getting tired like run flat. Going hard as a rock. Like it or not, if I jump on a track, then it will slap. Damn, you hoes give me too much to laugh at. Posting multiple pics with your one rap. Well, ain't that a bitch? You was pandemic rich. That's why you screaming, bring Trump back. My diamonds the size of a humpback. 20 carats, I'm wetter than seven seas. Living rent free in your head between you and your friends. Ho, it ain't one vacancy. How you move is a shame to me. If I was you, I'd be ashamed of me. Who the fuck is you, bitch? You ain't even got a name to me. And your man is a fan with no bag. How the fuck he claiming me? Bitches go cricket when cash come out. Your diamonds don't hit till a flash come out. I am that bitch for real, for real. Water on me, no, I look like a bill. Ho, you a bum and you look like you steal. Naturally pretty, got looks that can kill. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. I look the same in my pics and in person. Bitches is hating cause bitches ain't working. Fucking no niggas who pockets is hurting. I'm in my bag like my Louis and Burgess. Body be eating, you know I'm a servant. Got a few type, I'm his favorite version. Love him a hustler, his bitch is a burden. Drapes in the crib and a whip and some curtains. Laid up and naked somewhere with no service. My nigga not tired of fucking me. Bitch, you calling a 10 is a 1 of me. I be chewing this shit, y'all like gum to me. Nigga lying, he say that he done with me. I got hitters on payroll to step. He a dog, so I made him my pet. And he love me, but we never met. Ran through his pockets and put him in debt.
That right there was my cash doll. All right, power, freestyle, sick. She does not get enough credit or enough run in my book. KD be spitting shorty, and you know she is fine. You can't even lie and say she ain't fine. All right, man, 2024 is underway. And I swear it feels like the end of days in the entertainment industry is here. It's giving us like 365 days of excitement in the first week. Now, all right, it is what it is. First thing you know, I gotta talk about this Uncle Murda diss song, right? Year end wrap up, he's been doing it for a while now. Took it from Skills and, you know, the rapper Skills, and then took it beyond, above and beyond. And I'm not gonna play it because, you know, I'm gonna discuss it. I don't really want to play it, and because I love Uncle Murda. I always have, I always loved, you know, that whole section from when they was coming up, him coming up, Graph coming up, you know, those guys from that time were special, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man, this one make me nervous. Something about it just makes me nervous. Like it's really upfront, in your face, respectfully, really disrespectful. But you know, I feel like, yo, it's taking a turn. I feel like this is not your mother's fat no more. I feel like it's mean. It's kind of downright mean. It's not satire, you know. Felt malicious a little bit. In the video, my lord. The way they was cutting it up like that, the sexy red bars that kind of show a little clip of the tape. Or the, you know, the Diddy line, did he do it? Did he, you know what I mean? Did he, you know, I don't even want to use the words myself on my platform, B. Felt a little mean, not gonna lie. And I believe it could possibly have set a new tone on how artists and people will display their feelings about one another on the net. Like who can just say the worst thing, or if whatever dirt you have, I am going to jump on you. Like, you know, because all right, I guess I don't want to make too much. I don't know, man. The craft of this hip hop thing, you know, I thought was just to uplift. You know what I'm saying? And might it be super dope, super creative? Uncle Murda did rip a lot of the joints. Three songs, I believe, right? There was three versions of it, pretty much. Or is it two or three? Songs addressing so many different people within there. You know, the Will Smith stuff. You know, really, really taking his time to craft a year's worth of material. I can't even be really mad at some stuff I even forgot about. But I just, you know, people have started out this year being mean. Also, the truth is alive, all right? Because, you know, the world's still getting over Cat Williams talking his shit. Dissected by so many that I'm pretty sure you don't really want to hear me talk about it. But the coolest part about this whole damn thing is the numbers. I started thinking, I was wondering, like, where does this rank in the realm of viral hip hop moments, right? And guess what? It trumps literally some of hip hop's biggest moments. In fact, it is the biggest moment. All right, Cat Williams is a comedian, but he's an honorary Dipset member. he feels hip hop to me. But just as far as big moments in general, yo, the interview on Club, I hate even say Club Shay Shay. I hate saying it. I can think of another name, Shannon. Jesus Christ. But look, that has officially topped some crazy moments. You want to hear some moments that it trumped? So right now, Cat Williams in the Club Shay Shay interview stands a little over 23 million, 23 million and counting. That trumps the Birdman Breakfast Club interview. Put some respect on my name, 22 million. That trumps 6ix9ine in the Breakfast Club, 20 million. Soulja Boy in the Breakfast Club, another 20 million with Drake. Stole my whole flow. You know what I mean? Like, think about how viral that was. That 20 million, Drake and Rap Radar at 18 million, Charlie Sheen, Tiger Blood. Remember that time with the Tiger Blood? That was 17 million. And 6ix9ine and Breakfast Club again is at 17 million. So this Cat Williams and Club Shay Shay interview, I hate saying Club Shay Shay. I can't be the only one. You know you don't like saying that name. Jesus. But to me, Trump and Birdman's Breakfast Club interview, man, Cat, you sure know how to go viral. I want to get to some music. You heard? This is for me. This is for me. This is for me. A lot of music was happening over the year. Didn't get a chance to talk very much. You know, I just was too busy listening. But my man put out an album, man. My man put out an album, and I need to apologize because I ain't really had the time to really. give my man. I owe my man more than that, man. All money in, no money out, man. My guy Jay Stone. If you've been on this marathon for real, if you've been in the marathon business for a long time, if you really been rocking with Hustle, man, you know Jay Stone. Jay Stone been around since the gravel. You know what I'm saying? Dedicated individual to the All Money In. Camp, No Breaks, I believe, and 25-8, No Breaks, something like that. That's his company that he's, I believe, representing now. But he dropped the album, The Definition of Success, earlier this year. And, you know, I want to shed a little love Because the track, you know, the good old shuffle. That good old shuffle will introduce you to something. Man, this record popped up. It's called Numbers Lie 2. Jay Stone. And it should be played at loud volume only.
Yeah. This that Kobe flow. I feel like Tyson in 86. If you know, you know. Applying pressure, my greatest gift. Gone in the wind. Going for the wins, I'm on 10 on the 110. Got Benjamins on Benjamins, that money calling. You ain't know I talk to the dead. Snitching to the cops, then it's off with your head. Men lie, women lie, numbers lie too. Niggas die, bitches die, snitches die too. Smoke this backward to the face and won't put it in rotation. Make sure that bitch you with don't give up your location. Make sure them niggas you with don't give you signs of snaking. I don't do it big, I do it major. Niggas be hating on my music cause they ain't produce it. Nigga, I ain't sign that deal, nigga, I ain't stupid. Niggas lie, bitches lie, numbers lie too. Tryna sign me, nigga, I can sign you. Everything I bought, I can buy it times two. Mama had me in them streets before I can tie my shoe. Did dirt, I buy my lonely, I was too live without the crew. Who put this shit together, nigga, me, cause I'm the glue. Alhamdulillah, I thank God that I'm chosen. I smoke so much weed, I be high when I'm sober. I held my own, blessed the child, I was golden. I got tunnel vision, ain't no turning back, I'm too focused. I'm the locust of the locust, the coldest of the coldest. The realest of the realest and the dopest of the dopest. Top off old school like spitter, nigga. I ain't from Nebraska for sure, I'm the illest nigga. This year I'm on a new tempo. Fuck around and turn this made back into a limo. Fuck around and turn your rap name into an endo. Niggas acting like they kinfolk. I be rich forever cause I been broke. You been a joke, I'm running to the money then walking in banks. I got a dead homie named Benjamin Franklin. Men lie, women lie, numbers lie too. Nigga, you a rapper, nigga, you gon' sign who?
Alright, man, that right there. My guy Jay Stone, all money in, no money out. Yeah, I just had to do it because you know what? I ain't hear nobody else giving no love. And I think that's a travesty. So right here, I'ma make sure my nigga Jay Stone got some, you know what I'm saying? Got some shit flowing. Definition of success is the album. Go stream it, man, if you have the opportunity. Jay Stone of All Money In, man. Rest in peace, Nip Hustle. That right there was reparations for Nip. You heard? All right, man, let's get, before I go any further, make sure you check out my Cigars and Whiskey family. You know, they talking relationships and love and dating and all that. But it's available on all your favorite podcasting platforms and also on YouTube. We have episode with my guy Juice of Juice's Journal this week. Man, you're going to get lost within this show. It's wild crazy, but make sure you please go check it out. Cigars and Whiskey Podcast, all right? So listen, if you here in NYC over the summer, if you here, then you know the Brooklyn Museum did an amazing exhibit on Jay-Z with shit is, you know, all his memorabilia and, you know, ill photo montages and shit is lyrics all over the front of the building. I even saw C. Gutter in there. Word, his kid ran up to my kid and they was chopping it up. Word, C. Gutter. I tried so hard not to just go like, yo, C. Gutter, where you at? I tried so hard. I you know what I'm saying? But yeah, yo, C. Gutter, man, where you at? Took everything in me not to say it. But at that museum, Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys have announced they'll be showing off some pieces of their rare art collection in a brand new installment at this Brooklyn Museum, all right? Now, this is the first major exhibition of the Dean Collection. Giant showcases a focused selection of the couple's world-class holding. Now, Giant refers to several aspects of the Dean Collection. Monumental shit. By such creators as Derek Adams, Arthur Jaffa. So he's got some, you know, real cutting edge artwork that he plans to display. Now, you know, Swiss is not new to this art stuff. He's actually held a seat at the museum on the museum's board from 2015 until just last October. So really, really, really knows his stuff. Preview Giants, art from the Dean collection of Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys. Starting February 8th and the 9th, Thursday, 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., free for members, but registration is required. Otherwise, tickets are timed and stuff like that. So you got to make sure you go, try to pick you up one. I actually really want to go. I believe I am a member of that museum. I believe I'm a member, so I'm going to be going. I will be going. Hopefully, I see you there. Hit me up, man. Cool in the game. We're going to roll out. Let's go to the museum. Let's go see what this... Have you ever sat back and asked yourself, what is the best hip-hop beat of all time? That's an insane thing to ask yourself, right? Because how? How could you ever possibly choose the dopest rap beat of all times? There's so many. It's everything. It's a lifestyle. You can't put a price on that. Well, a fellow journalist, he goes by the name Torre. He actually raps too. He's actually nice. But he sat with Cool, not me, not this Cool, but Cool of Cool and Dre, DJ Scratch. And they actually sat down to rank the top 50 hip hop beats. And guess what? Shook Ones Part 2 was crowned as the best hip hop beat of all time. That is the conclusion that these fellas came to. Now, of course, you know, it was produced by Hav, the lead single off of the sophomore album, The Infamous. You know, a staple album, staple time period. So important to the East Coast. It just embodies New York, the New York frame of mind. Like, I can't argue with these brothers for coming to the conclusion that Shook Ones Part 2 was the best hip hop, or is the best hip hop beat of all times. You know, it's got to be up there. Listen, their top five consisted of Nas, New York State of Mind, Craig Mack's Flavor in Your Ear, which is, you know, a far. But Tribe Called Quest, Electric Relaxation, Dr. Dre, Still Dre, but Mobb Deep's banger top the list. I really can't disagree. It would be extremely tough. Like, I can't argue with these brothers, and I don't want to argue with them, but I do want to do my own bracket. So I'm going to go look back at their program, see exactly how they had it lined up. And I believe me and GB are going to do our own little joint at some point. Hit me up. Let me know some of the illest hip hop beats that have to be on the list, because, you know, Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See got to be in there. That's got to be one of the dopest hip hop beats of all time. Ambitions of a Rider, that got to be one of the, you know, it's so many. It's so many that I can't wait to give this a shot. If you have any dope ass hip hop beats that you know have to be on my list, please text me, whatever you gotta do, so that way I can add them to this list if they're not on this list. I am going to get to some more music. So we got Stiffed by French Montana. The French Montana album was supposed to drop. I was ready. All of a sudden, no French Montana. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. I love French, man. That's my man. He don't know me, but that's my man. I was really waiting for this album, man. But that's okay, because I get a chance to dig through the crates. BG home, you know that. Yeah, BG of the old, the Cash Money of old. You know, did himself some time, jumped back out, and now he's making records, man. And I kind of fuck with him. I always fuck with BG. You know, he always really was that guy over there. So he dropped something new. I got it for you. Just dropped a joint with Gucci Mane. Choppers and Bricks. Damn. Damn, Jizzle, you trying to go right back? You trying to go right back? Record is called Gold Teeth Jizzle. Right here on CUNY Radio.
They said they wanted that old chisel back, man. Okay.
Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's white sheets and yellow tape fucking with that old me. Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's t-shirts and second lines fucking with that old me.
Killer, it's a fucking killer.
I got the streets on fire, blocks sold up. I'm out here fucking niggas, bitches, they done chose up. These pussy niggas hating on me, I done blowed up. Man, Jizzle pulled up in that Lambo with the doors up. My baby promised me a whip, it never showed up. I told him, give me 3 mil, he told me, hold up. I told the homie that I love him, but I'm a grown up. And I'm still cash money, we had a long run. I'm back on my bullshit, nigga, I'm on one. I'm treating niggas like the pen, you'll get rolled up. In Chopper City, when it's on, you know it goes up. You gotta shop and you in beef, you better close up. I called my niggas uptown, told them load up. They told me, Chisel, we ain't never put them poles up. We 50 deep, got the choppers with the shoulder strap. I'm old school, nigga, I still do that noya clap. Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's white sheets and yellow tape fucking with that old me. Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's t-shirts and second lines fucking with that old me.
Killer, it's a fucking killer.
If you ain't tryna die early, leave this man alone. I'm a hot boy, but it's a fact that I can stand alone. See, I ain't never had no problem, get that sack alone. Streets know I always held my own on a track alone. I love Drew and love Weezy, we go way back. That dollar sign still on my back, nigga, I made that. I love Slim, I love Baby, I'm the real son. Probably was for the best that we ain't get that deal done. I'm still all in the videos with the peace on. Please don't take this as a diss, nigga, this a G song. If nigga really know me, you know this a peace song. Nigga know that I'm disrespectful on my beef song. If I ain't get this off my chest, I'll be bitch me. Shout out to my nigga CD, yeah, he rich gang. We 50 deep, got the choppers with the shoulder strap. I'm old school, nigga, I still do that noya clap. Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's white sheets and yellow tape fucking with that old me. Streets say they want that old chisel with the gold teeth. It's t-shirts and second lines fucking with that old me.
Man, Lil BG, Gold Teeth Jizzle. You know he's out, man. You know he's talking his shit too. You know apparently he got a little thing, you know, with Wayne and with Baby, as you can hear. You know he's a little tight about, I guess, some treatment. You know how it is. Niggas get out the pen and, you know, niggas be tight. You know what I mean? That's how that shit go. Like, I don't think there's no other way. I think that's just part of the game. Niggas just get out the pen and be tight. But the track is fire. Make sure the video is just out. Make sure you go check that out. BG. Look, I go by the name Corey Cool. I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 every Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Playing it cool, man. What else I got going on? My podcasting conglomerate. Nobody Cares About Father's Day podcast. Holly and my guy DP talking about being black superheroes, aka dads, and the Cigars and Whiskey podcast I mentioned before. New episode out. Talking to crazy dude Juice, crazy everything. Not crazy. You calling me crazy? And my mom was like, don't be calling me crazy before I go crazy. Shout out to Juice, Juice's Journal as well. And Tuck and, you know, all those guys over there. Talk that talk. Go stream the music, man. I'll be back next week with more to talk about. You heard? So from me to you, have a great day and party responsibly. We'll be talking Grammys soon now. Talking Grammys.